allows me to meet you.
Nice to meet you. We're good so far, I guess? Doing all this fun stuff?
Yeah. Gotta love it, right? Comes with a job, I guess. I mean,
let's talk about the process of getting ready for this this season. How do you feel you guys are doing right now?
I think we're doing great as a team, and you know, guys individually. I've seen a lot of growth in guys individually, but as a team, we've kind of restructured our off season, done a lot of research and changing in our training to have phases that build on each other, starting with cardio and anaerobic based type training, and moving into sprinting and explosion type work and speed training. And so I think that it's I think it's been helpful. I think it's been beneficial to a lot of guys, and I think we've really taken steps forward this offseason as a program.
It's part of that kind of because of the offense did during the spring. They're moving so fast. You've got to keep up with them, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of it is designed around that. As a defense, we could finish, a dry defensive drive. Say a drive goes 8 plays. That's a pretty lengthy drive as a defense. And theoretically, if our offense snapping the ball every 12 seconds and they happen to go 3 and out, we're on the field pretty quick. And so, we have to work cardio. We have to build that and get better than we were last year. And as well, we've done a lot to train our bodies to recover quickly and to be able to go harder longer. So.
There's some coach on like Brett Bielema saying like everybody runs so fast and like let's give a break 15 seconds so defense could sub in. Do you have any care about that? Like you just want to play or because his thing was toward injuries. If you play 10, 8, 10, 12 play drives, you're just going nonstop like what this offense wants to do. Uh-huh. Do you have any concern about kind of how that goes? Would that be beneficial to you or do you care? Just kind of as long as you're in shape, you're good to go.
I guess I trust the decisions of our coaches of just getting the best shape I can and let me play as long as I can, and if I need to, I'll come off. But yeah, I guess I just want to be on the field, I don't know.
As a senior on this team, what's your role with the younger guys?
That's an interesting question, and not a lot needs to be said. I think these guys come in and they can feel our culture. They can understand what we're about, and we work hard, and we go at every day, as if it were game day, and as the t-shirts say. But no, we take that seriously. We come at every day with intensity, and I think as a leader, your actions, whatever you're a leader in, your actions are going to speak louder than your words. And so I feel like my role is to come in and set the tone in the weight room and bring enthusiasm and bring energy and show, be an example of what we're about here and then help supply that energy for others. So.
You guys performed very well defensively last year. What do you guys take from last year and what can you still improve?
I think, we take a lot of the guys from last year, and so a lot of us understand what it took to be that, and so you recreate that, and we've done a lot this offseason to add on to that. Like we were saying earlier, as far as cardio and I think getting into watching film, and we've kind of changed up the way that we do our player run practices this offseason so that everybody has an opportunity to learn more about the defense and to better understand their role and to learn other roles. Learning multiple positions, understanding not just what you do, but what's going on around you, and then diving into what are offenses trying to do, what are other teams. As you watch film, don't just look at what they do on an individual play, but what are they trying to do in the scheme of a drive, and what are they trying to do in the scheme of a quarter and of the game? Like what are they trying to establish first? What are they trying to move to next? And so that you can. And, in a way, you can get into the head of the offensive coordinator of the offense and try and find out what they're trying to do. And I think a lot of that comes from studying film. And so we're trying to go at that, trying to learn our defense better and watch an old game film and trying to dissect and look at, what our offense is trying to do against us. And I think that having that understanding going into this next season can make us better.
How does going up against an offense, like your own offense here, help you when you're going into regular competition?
I think that it's going to help in a couple different ways. The speed of at which our offense comes to the ball and gets their plays off. You know, we have to get our play, make our reads, get our checks. Everything is accelerated. So then when you play a team that doesn't do that, it can, you know, it can in a sense slow the game down a little bit for you. But I don't know. I think a lot of teams are going to move to this quicker pace, quicker style of offense. And I think, you know, being able to practice against it with the guys that we have will help prepare us for most anybody in the country.
With like a lot of the attentions, you had a great last year, but a lot of nationals support Kyle, this bowl game and how well he's been doing. Probably more attention toward him, like offenses may double him or whatever. How do you think, because you had a good year last year, even a better year this year, if they for some reason want only less attention to you to make more big plays, do you think that's a chance to have even a better year this year?
Yeah, I think there's a chance for that to happen, and I think, you know, and it's not just me, but any of the guys out there, you know, Ethan Manumalayuna, Bronson Kafusi deserves respect. Alani Fua comes in and deserves respect. And I think if they pay too much attention to Kyle and neglect the rest of us, I think it's a mistake. And I think that it won't last long. I think that hopefully, and Kyle will, you know, receive more attention, and he's deserved that. He's played really well, and I think that when that happens, it's our turn to come in and make plays and hopefully alleviate some of that extra attention and then, you know, let Kyle do what he does, you know. So
all right, man, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, guys.